NPR.
$1,200. That is the amount of money Congress promised to most Americans. It's part of the economic aid package passed a few weeks ago to help people hit by the coronavirus pandemic. $1,200 plus $500 per child. Around 80 million Americans got that cash this week, but an estimated 60 million are still waiting. So how much of the aid have you received?
Zero.
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 Annalisa Long lives in Clayton, North Carolina. She's a single mom with two kids at home. When she and her husband split up, she wasn't sure what she would do to pay the bills. She'd been a stay-at-home mom for many years, but she still wanted to be around for her kids. So she started a cleaning service.
When I first started cleaning homes, I was embarrassed. You go to parent-teacher conference meetings and you talk to the other parents and you're sitting next to an attorney, you know, and here comes the cleaning lady.
But Annalisa's business grew, slowly but surely, mostly by word of mouth. By last year, Annalisa says, her little business was thriving. And she didn't feel embarrassed when she sat next to attorneys anymore.
No, I am not a cleaning lady. I own a small cleaning service. So I was very, very proud of what I was doing. I was tickled pink when I would deposit in my bank account.
And Annalisa found she really loved the job.
The accomplishment when I'm done stepping back and going, oh my God, this is so good. I get little texts. Oh, the place looked wonderful. Thank you. Thank you. See you in 2 weeks. Love you.
Annalisa had a couple dozen clients, both private homes and offices. She was bringing in more than $2,000 a month.
It was more than enough to pay the mortgage, pay the bills, groceries, and to have a little bit left over. I've never considered myself rich, but I certainly did not consider myself poor.
But when coronavirus hit, Annalisa's business dried up. Over the last 3 weeks, she's made $160. When Congress passed the stimulus bill a few weeks ago, she says it felt like a lifeline.
And I thought, oh, my God, thank goodness, that would get me through.
Annalisa waited for her money and waited and waited. This is The Indicator from Planet Money. I'm Stacey Vanek Smith. Today on the show, waiting. Millions of people haven't gotten their stimulus money. In some cases, it was just a glitch. In other cases, bureaucracy is to blame. But all of them are waiting. And in many cases, waiting for money they desperately need.
Support for NPR and the following message come from Capital One with the Capital One Quicksilver Card. With Quicksilver, you earn unlimited 1.5% cash back on every purchase, everywhere. What's in your wallet?
Support for this podcast comes from the John S. and James L. Knight Foundation, helping NPR advance journalistic excellence in the digital age.
Annalisa Long calls the IRS every day to ask about her stimulus money.
Welcome to the Internal Revenue Service. At this time, we are unable to provide live assistance due to reduced staff levels.
And then she goes to the IRS website, hoping against hope that her payment has come through.
All right, IRS website. Get my payment, which is where you're supposed to get your stimulus. Please wait. Due to high demand, you may have to wait longer. Okay, now it's doing its thing here.
It's thinking.
Yeah, slowly. Okay, payment status not available. According to information that we have on file, we cannot determine your eligibility for a payment at this time.
Millions of people are in Annalisa's shoes right now. A lot of people didn't get money because the IRS doesn't have their direct deposit information on file. They will have to wait for checks, which are set to be mailed out next week. Annalisa filed her taxes earlier this year, in March. And actually, if she hadn't filed her taxes, she might actually have her stimulus money right now. But because she did file her taxes, they apparently need to be processed by the IRS before she can get her stimulus. the IRS site is all backed up, so her tax returns are, quote, still processing. Annalisa isn't sure if that processing is happening, just happening slowly, or if nothing is happening at all. But until her taxes are processed, it seems like Annalisa won't get her stimulus money or her unemployment benefits. She's stuck.
If I could get somebody on the phone, they could at least give me some answers. It's the not knowing and the waiting, and that's what bothers me.
We reached out to the IRS about the payment delays, and they told us that the payments were being, quote, dispersed as planned, on schedule, without any delay, end quote. Meanwhile, for Annalisa, the bills keep coming. From the gas company, the mortgage company, the electric company, Annalisa has spent hours on the phone with them asking for more time and also trying to spend as little money as she can.
Lights off are a biggie. You know, if you're not in the room, the light has to be off. My son is one who loves to take a hot shower and until the water runs cold. And it's like, no, don't do that. As far as lunch goes, you know, sandwiches, hot dogs.
And she says she is taking help anywhere she can get it. On Easter, a friend called her up, offering what he could.
He said, meet me at the gas station and I'll put gas in your car. And it was just the nicest thing in the world. All I could think was, you know, that just saved me, you know, almost $20.
And $20 is a lot right now.
Oh, it most certainly is to me.
Still, Annalisa is getting desperate. In a couple of weeks, she'll really need food. She's worried they'll turn her gas off, her electricity off. She's worried the bank will foreclose on her house. And she's worried that even if she does get her stimulus money, her business won't come back. She says a few weeks ago, all of her clients told her the same thing.
Once we go back to business, as usual, we'll give you a call. And I truly hope they do.
But Annalisa is worried they won't. She says if money is tight for people, they can always clean their own homes. So after years of struggle and finally building a business she was proud of, Annalisa could be back to square one.
It's been devastating. I'm 58 years old. I've got to try to start over and hit the ground running.
Right now, Annalisa is trying to keep it together for her kids. She says she does what she can to hide the money issues from them.
You know, I call the creditors when I'm alone. I'll try to call the IRS when they're not around. They're aware of what's going on, but there's no need for me to overburden them.
Still, Annalisa says, all of it just gets to her sometimes.
The other night, it just got so heavy for me. I had to leave. I said to the kids, oh, I'll be back in a few minutes. And I got in my car and I drove around the block and cried. And I didn't want them to see me crying.
Annalisa says she's hopeful her payment will come through soon. And in the meantime, she'll just keep calling the IRS every day, hoping that eventually someone will answer.
All updates on coronavirus aid and payments will be posted to irs.gov. We apologize for the inconvenience.
This episode of The Indicator was produced by Darius Rafieyan and Brittany Cronin. The Indicator is edited by Patty Hirsch and is a production of NPR.